आईरे प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
Om Shanti. Everybody used to sit for Amrit Vela. But you, if you look at the scene of that time, you will find it very amusing. It is like that of a museum of Hatha Yoga in Jaipur, in which a variety of Hatha Yoga have been shown. The same thing is visible at Amrit Vela. So, Baba is describing the scene of Amrit Vela. And he is comparing it with that of the museum, which is at Jaipur. So Baba has seen four types of children. There are some children who are controlling their sleep with force. The first type of children, they are extremely sleepy, but they are controlling their sleep with force, hurt. The second type of children, some are spending their time in a state of desperation. Majboori, they are desperate, extremely unhappy, but still they are doing. Then third type of children, some are sitting upside down, Shirshasana. That is, they are not doing what they set out to do. Third type of children are doing upside down. Just as some Hatha yogis are standing on one leg, while others are hanging upside down. Here also, the scene of that time is almost same. Some children spend 1 second in a correct way, but if you look at them at a moment later, you will see that they are standing on just one leg, and then they fall down. They have the thought that today we will deposit something, but that doesn't happen. This is also a scene that you should see. So these are the third type of children. And then there are four type of great yogis. Who are they? They do yoga while they are asleep. So they are sleeping yogis. Just as Hatha yogis sleep on thorns, here there are some children who are sleeping on their pillows. Sheshaya. So all these postures are quite amazing. That is why you have been told that you should recognize the importance of Amrit Vela. Then with this recognition, you can become great by bringing it into your life. So today's point for Amrit Vela, this is episode number 20. Everybody used to sit for Amrit Vela, but if you look at the scene of that time, you will find it very amusing as well as amazing. Baba is likening it to the museum of Hatha Yogis in Jaipur. So there are first type of children. These are the four categories of children Baba saw at Amrit Vela. There's one Murli where Baba said, Baba sees each child all the time. There is nothing that you do is hidden from Baba. nothing. Whatever you do, everything is known to him. You just can't hide anything from him. That was the Murli. Okay. That's a very powerful Murli, where Baba was saying that there is nothing that you can hide from him. He knows everything of every child. Yeah. This is that Murli. 30th November 2009. So there is nothing that you can hide from him. Yeah. So these are the four type of children Baba saw. The first are those who are trying to control their sleep with force. So they are trying to control their sleep with force. They are feeling extremely sleepy, but then they are controlling. What could be the reason for such a stage? Extremely sleepy. What is the reason for extreme sleep at Amritvela? Probably they did not get good sleep at night. One. Probably they slept very late. Or even if they slept, they did not get refreshing sound sleep at night. Probably they were sick, ill. Probably there is some physical problem. These are some of the genuine reasons. What are the other reasons for sleep? Extremely heavy diet at night and late. That can also lead to sleep. What else? Causes of sleep during Amrit Vela. It's a very important topic for Brahmins. Yeah? Heavy? Heavy karmic burden. Oh, that's a very subtle cause. First come to the gross ones. Waste thoughts. They don't have any planning. When you are aimless and you just sleep, that's it. You will feel sleepy. They do not probably recognize the importance of Amrit Vela. So when you get up at Amrit Vela, you just feel sleepy. What else? Causes of sleep. Okay, they have wasted their time at night. So they have slept very late into the night. What else? Why do we sleep? Why do some people sleep at Amrit Vela? Feel sleepy. They do come out of their rooms. They do sit in front of Baba. But then they start feeling sleepy. Probably practice. They have practice of sleeping. And they don't have practice of staying awake and alert. Staying alert, awake, needs practice. So probably they are lacking the practice. What else? Negative, waste, thoughts, okay. What else? What is the cause of sleep? Karmic account is a very subtle that we should keep at the end. Tell the depression. Yeah, a stage of listlessness, no interest in anything, a stage of melancholia. That is not even depression, but a low mood, no enthusiasm. Life is dull and drab. There is no creativity, there is no innovation. The same thing, the same stereotyping. So when there is a deepening sense of depression, when the mood is not very good, even though as per the habit somebody will get up, but then they will sleep. So this is a psychological cause. So physical causes, psychological causes, and there are some social causes. everybody is sleeping. So the wave spreads. You see that others are also sleeping, so you also start sleeping. What else? The sleep is quite refreshing, they enjoy. The weather is so pleasant. The cool breeze is blowing. And so they, when they fall asleep, they never know. So, temperature effect. That is also one of the causes. What else? Very much comfortable place to sit. Extreme comfort. You just lie down and when you don't know when you go to sleep. Extremely comfortable. And some people search a very lone corner somewhere, which is a dark one, so that nobody could see them. Some people wear even some dark specs and they sleep, so that nobody notices. What else? Causes why we sleep. Don't know importance. They don't know what else to do. What to do during Amrit Vela? It's 1 hour, so what to do during the 1 hour? Okay, good morning, Baba. Then what? I am soul. Okay. What else? You are ocean of this, you are ocean of that, and I am master this, and you are that. After that, what? Okay, subtle world, and then the golden age, and then something they remember. Okay, give Sakash here and there, and finish. Let's go now. And they are waiting for that sleeping time when that traffic control thing happens, and then they can go to bed immediately after Amrit Vela. Because this post-Amrit Vela sleep, many people enjoy a lot, though it's dangerous. So Baba saw, this is the first type of, first group of children who are extremely sleepy and they are trying to control their sleep, but still they find it extremely difficult. They keep on falling on this side and that side. Somebody you will see falling on the shoulder sometimes, your neighbor. You make him like this and still, then they will fall on that side. They are great warriors. They are the warriors, the great knights. They are fighting. There was a brother sitting at Shantistam and he almost drooped down. And somebody asked him, what are you doing? He said, I am giving Sakash to the earth. But then, when you fall sleepy, you have also to invent reasons. You should have good reasons to excuse, because you have to keep up your prestige of a yogi in the Brahmin family. Otherwise people will say, you are not a yogi. So you have to invent some yogyukta reasons, some yukti you should have. So, and the first time, the moment you fall asleep or you doze off, and if you open the eyes, the first thing person notices, who has seen me? If nobody has seen, then I'm safe. They have less to do with Baba at that time. But the moment if you fall asleep, the first reaction is to notice who else has seen me. If nobody has seen, then safe, I am safe. If people have seen, then there is a restlessness. There was one sister, she's a doctor, and she used to come here often, and she had narrated one event that once she sat in the hut, Baba's hut, and when people come to Madhuban, they are extremely enthusiastic. At their places, they don't wake up even for Amrit Vela, but when they come to Madhuban, they try to make it at 2 o'clock. So she woke up at 2 o'clock and sat in Baba's room, Baba's hut, and she saw it was 2. And the very next moment she saw it was 5. How 3 hours passed in just 2 seconds, she did not recognize also. Time is so fast. And then she realized that she was sleeping for 3 hours. And then she was extremely worried, because she just looked like that and saw that on that sofa. Many people are sitting. So they must have seen her sleeping all the time. So she was worried about her prestige. So she looked back and saw there were five mothers sitting there and they all were sleeping. Then she felt okay. Samadukhi. So, sleep, if you get sleep, it's really a topic of analysis. Why I felt sleepy? There must be some mistake. Baba said in one of the Murlis, if you break Srimad throughout the day, Maya will avenge at Amrit Vela. Maya will take revenge at Amrit Vela. So sleep is the manifestation of revenge by Maya. That means you have broken some Srimad the day before. That means your way of going to sleep was wrong. That means you are extremely worried, unhappy or depressed somewhere. That's why, or you are aimless, or you do not know the importance of Amrit Vela, or churning of Jnana is less, or love for God is less, or you really do not know the methodology of Amrit Vela, or you need to change place, go and change another place, or it has become a habit. And the last reason is the subtle karmic account. If you are completely on Srimad, doing everything correctly and still you feel sleepy, this might be a result of some past, very subtle karmic account. There are very sincere souls who do everything and yet they feel sleepy. And they are really bothered about that. So, they should find out some way themselves. So, these are the first type of yogis. The second are those who sit in the state of desperation, majpuri. Means they don't want, but they have to do it. Otherwise, these Brahmin people, they will say that you are, Maya has eaten you up. Because of that fear. Because these Brahmins, no? They will say something or other. So to preserve that public, to prevent themselves from public disgrace, they do it in the stage of desperation. So they are not doing it from heart. It's a show off. It's something which is artificial, very much superficial. They make it a point that others have seen me during Amrit Vela. That's it. If others have seen, means I am safe now. I need not to bother much. Because others have seen that I had come for Amrit Vela. But then this is a self-cheating in one way. A sort of hypocrisy. The third are those, these are doing Shirshasana. You know Shirshasana? Upside down. So Baba has compared them with Hatha Yogis. There are some who are doing Shirshasana, there are some who are standing on one leg. And then they stand on another leg. So first thought, I will do very powerful Amrit Vela. But then it doesn't happen, another thought, okay, I will do it tomorrow. Then this leg, that leg, this leg, that leg, this leg, that leg. So they are standing on one leg and then they fall down. And then they sing, today I will deposit something, but then this doesn't happen. So this is a fluctuating state of the mind, a flickering stage of the mind. The mind is not stable, mind is not concentrated. So a mind which is scattered cannot have any experience. For very good experience at Amrit Vela, you need a very, very concentrated, focused mind. So, fluctuating mind, flickering mind. One must find out why it is happening so. Actually, the basis of Amrit Vela is how do you go to sleep? That's very important. What is your method? What is the time you go to sleep? And as we always say, the best time to go to sleep is 9:30. That's it. All lights should be off by 9:30. Make it the aim for 9:30. If it becomes 10, it's fine. But aim is 9:30. So that you can get up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. You know, there is one Murli where Baba said, yeah, this is the one. Ignorant people, Agyani, they should have sleep of, they have sleep of 8 hours. You, your sleep should be half, 4 hours, that's it. You are Karma Yogi. At night you should sleep by 10, then get up at 2. If not at 2, then 3. If not at 3, then 4. This is first class time. There is a perfect peace. Just become bodiless. There is a total silence, sannata. As if Paramdham. Baba himself is giving its example that he keeps awake the whole night. The income is very good at Amrit Vela. This is one of the Sakar Murlis. 24th April 2018. So, my mind is not concentrated. Find out the reason. Go to sleep early. Read something very powerful before going to sleep. Surrender yourself to Baba before going to sleep. And there is something known as Yoga Nidra, which you can practice. Relaxing the body totally. Whilst on the bed. Once on the bed, totally relax the body. And whilst doing yoga, then go off to sleep. And the moment you get up, the first thought. What is the thought? And the moment you get up, it's better to take bath, to brush, to take bath and then do Amrit Vela. That will, or little exercise or little walk, so that all the sleep runs away. Tea. Should Brahmins drink tea? Yeah? Yeah? It's a controversial? Somebody has said, where has gone man's courage? And I said, in the cup of tea. Tea is an intoxicant in one way. It gives you energy, excitement only for a temporary time and then it takes away. In fact, I will not say it's good for body, medically speaking. But for extremely serious yogis, they should give it up once and for all. I myself never tasted tea in my life, since childhood. Never once. Not even coffee. Milk once upon a time. So, these are the third type of yogis. The fourth one, they are Mahayogis. They want their yoga to remain secret. So they sleep with the bedsheet over them. And they don't even want to let others know that they are doing yoga. So they are incognito yogis. Extremely secret, clandestine yogis. So they are sleeping. Baba says they just sleep. They do yoga while they are asleep. So that is also one of the categories of yogis. So conquering sleep at Amrit Vela is definitely a very important topic. And Baba is saying here, all these postures are quite amazing. That is why you have been told that you should recognize the importance of Amrit Vela. If suppose there is a mother and the mother is told that her son is coming at 4 o'clock, will she stay awake or sleep? In the morning her son is coming at 4 o'clock, railway station. Probably she will not sleep only. But then Brahmins have answer to this also. They say that this Shivaba comes every day. So that's why you should have new relationship with him. who is coming. That intoxication has to be there. Sunday's Murli Baba talked about four different types of intoxication. Intoxication of bodiless stage, intoxication of this Brahmin life, intoxication of your angelic form and your future form. So unless and until one is highly intoxicated, Amrit Vela is not going to happen. And as I said, make it a point, there shouldn't be any question of missing Amrit Vela. If you aim Amrit Vela at 3 o'clock, then even if it is late, it will be by 3:30. So there is no question of missing. But if you aim Amrit Vela at 4, definitely you will wake up at 4:15 at times or 4:30. So that's a debacle, disaster. So keep a very high aim. And see, you have to set your routine in such a manner that you get enough sleep, if possible during afternoon also. But there are people who work from morn till dusk, so they don't get afternoon sleep. So they have to set their timing so that their Amrit Vela is very powerful. Not a wink of sleep during Amrit Vela. They experience 100% bodiless stage, 100% relationships with Baba, 100% they infuse themselves with love of God. Like that. So, these are the four types of children. First, those who do Hatha Yogas, those who are desperate, those who are flickering mind, and those who sleep, though don't even get up. They feel that we can do sleep, yoga during sleep also. So Baba says, to overcome all this, to surmount these four problems, recognize the importance of Amrit Vela. Om Shanti. Yeah.